Once again, it's podcast time, where Sean, Boner, and Rambin get together and discuss things around the table. It's Roundtable 105.
Yeah, we got the World Series getting underway this week. My Tampa Bay Rays looking for a world championship.
Yay, baseball. We also, a little travel update. I went to Gatlinburg. Is it more than just bears, traffic, and pancakes? We will discuss.
Along with obscure baseball trivia.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is Roundtable 105.
Big night in the old Bone Palace as we press record on this podcast tonight.
The Rays are going to the World Series.
The fans back home weren't with us this year, but you were with us in spirit. Four more wins.
The Dodgers are going to the World Series.
It's been a crazy year for the Dodger fans that are here, the ones that aren't here. We love you. We're thinking about you. And this year is our year. This is our year.
Yeah. And by the time this officially gets released, the Rays will already have been eliminated from the World Series.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That ain't right.
Congratulations to the Dodgers. All of Dodger Nation. They are thrilled. Millions and millions and millions of Dodger fans watching the World Series. And congratulations to the handful of Ray fans, too. I know you guys are probably excited out there.
Yeah. That's it's always just such a pleasure to deal with you, Sean. Jeez.
I thought that was a great opening, man. I know you're excited. Your team's in the big dance for the first time, like, in the history of the world. And
I know. Game one hasn't even started, and you're already congratulating the other team on on a World Series victory. You know what? I don't know what's about to happen. I mean, look, we are recording this on Tuesday evening. It is actually about, I don't know, 30 minutes or something until the World Series actually starts. Yes. Am I hoping that my Tampa Bay Rays will win? Yeah, absolutely. Are they favored to win? No, they are not. They are 100% the underdogs. Everybody was looking at the Dodgers all season long as the team that was going to win the World Series. It was pretty simple.
As long as they probably are.
Do what?
Well, because they probably are. All those people are probably right.
And they may be right. Look, I have no idea. I'm not playing. They left me off the roster this year. So, the only thing I'm happy about is that I get four more games. And I'm hoping for five more games. Then I'm hoping for six more games. Or, even better, my team just damn sweeps the thing and shocks the world. And that's what I'm hoping for. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. And I'm not going to sit here and make excuses for a team I'm not on. So,
right, man. I mean, it sounds like you're excited about this. You know, Ray Nation, stand up. Here's your moment. Don't blow it.
Man, I mean,
you only get one chance to blow. So this could be it.
Unless you're Sean, you get lots.
So I am just angry at this World Series, no matter how you look at it, because it double-edged sworded me. So, like, this is just a painful.
And I do understand that because, A, you know, you are a Yankee fan and your team did not make it. And, B, you hate the Rays. So,
and also, I had $1,600 if the Braves won the World Series.
And I was curious about that because I know you had said something the other day that if the Braves – and I wondered, did they have to win the World Series or just go?
Yeah. No, they had to win the World Series, but they had to get there to win it. So Game 7, when they lost to the Dodgers, that was basically a $1,600 game. So yeah, I lost it right there.
Potentially, sure. Yeah.
So then I'm watching the Braves just burn my money. And over here, I see the Rays that just beat my all-time top favorite sports franchise in the history of the world. So the two teams that beat me personally – I now have to watch and try to pretend I care about in the World Series.
Right. So, I mean essentially you have a long series of bad decisions
I'm just not going to watch. That's the best decision I can make. Like, I think,
man, how can you not watch the World Series just because you don't like the team that's in it?
Are you kidding me? When my team, dude, I'm a bitter loser. Like, if I
you
lose,
are
like,
one
I don't
bitter individual,
why do I
that's
watch
unreal.
A team that beat my team celebrate winning the World Series. Now, here's why we'll get in. If the Rays are about to get eliminated, boom, I'm putting it on. That I will watch. I want to watch them lose. I don't want to watch them celebrate. But to be fair, as soon as they beat the Yankees and they were celebrating all over the place, I turned that off too. I can't take it. I don't want to see another team celebrate. I want to see my
you
team
are like
celebrate.
A 12-year-old crybaby. Just shut up and watch the game and enjoy it.
Everybody should get a participation trophy?
Oh, no, there ain't no participation. I didn't say. Your team doesn't deserve anything. You don't deserve shit.
Exactly.
Because
you don't
you
deserve
lost.
My eyeballs watching you in the World
but
Series.
But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't watch the game. It's baseball. You're a baseball fan, and I would watch it. It wouldn't matter to me who was in it, even if. If the Rays weren't in it, I would be like, well, we got eliminated. I'm not watching the game. I'm go do something else.
It's painful to watch the team that beat my team go on. If it was the Astros in the World Series, I'd probably watch because they didn't beat the Yankees. It's also painful to see the Dodgers there because they beat the Braves. Not as painful because I don't really give a shit about the Dodgers and Braves, like, personally.
Oh my God.
It was just like a money thing. So that's, you know, it's a long, 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 crazy road of fandom to get to this point. So,
oh, man.
It's just here we are.
God.
But okay. I wish you well on your journey down baseball road.
I'm, like I said, I'm going to enjoy the fact that we have baseball, you know, be it a 60 game season, 100 game season, a 2-game season. If I get to watch baseball, I am a happy individual.
I thought that too until my team got eliminated, and now I think Supermarket Sweep's on tonight. They rebooted that, so we might check that out over on ABC. I don't know. Ghostbusters 2 is actually on too, the Freeform. So I don't know, man. There's a lot of stuff out there to choose from that's not going to aggravate me to watch.
You're no kind of baseball fan. You're just a
dude. I'm a huge fan. I will know everything that happens in that game.
You don't even deserve to watch the game. Don't even watch it. I don't even want you to watch it.
No more
baseball for you ever.
Nobody's going to watch it. It's going to be the entire city of Los Angeles and 11 people in Tampa Bay that are watching that.
Okay.
That's really about it. But congrats, man.
No, I know. Everything you're saying is correct.
It does pain me to be your friend and have to, you know, bring this all to light. But somebody has to, man. I'm sorry. Just not everybody cares as much about the Rays as you do.
All right. So, Greg.
Am I in on this conversation? Huh?
As my favorite other person on the radio station. How are you?
I'm fine. Let's see. Over the weekend, Saturday, took my now 16-year-old daughter down to Dalton, Georgia, to the DMV down there to take her test, her driving test.
Yeah, I saw that. Haven't driven on the road since.
Yeah. The most thrilling part of that, of course, once we got home and she's got her temporary license in her purse, and I have to make that dreaded call to the insurance company and adding another driver to our insurance, it goes up close to $300 a month.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
So start saving now, Sean. You've got two daughters.
And
you're still, what, 12 years away from that?
Yeah, about that. And I hope I'm just like, I could hit pause because when I saw, you know, you were out there doing the road test and thing on social media. Like, it just, I got anxiety for you because I just don't want, like, I don't know what's going to happen to me when I'm in that situation. Like, you know, I'll trust the kids, but that's like the next thing I just got to worry about as a parent is driving. And
I imagine you'll curl up on the floor and cry, you big crybaby.
Probably. Absolutely. That's probably what's going to happen to me. I'm just a giant crybaby.
And his daughter will fail the driver's test that first time. Oh, I refuse to drive. I won't drive ever again.
Right. And you'll go, I don't blame you. I wouldn't either. I'll never even look at a car.
Nah, man. My kids will be good drivers. I'm already teaching them how to drive, man. How do you think I get home from the bar?
Exactly. You got to have a DD as soon as possible.
Responsible parenting. That's what I love. Yeah. Very good.
I put my daughter, she's like 4, on the lap as I back out of the driveway a little bit. Like, she thinks she's driving. So, you know, I'm getting her there.
Yeah.
But it's, you guys both have, you know, daughters that just got to that 16, man. And congratulations to both. And that's just, it's just a wild new adventure of the teaching your children to drive. I'm nervous for that day.
Yeah, so Boomer, it's not fun, you know, to be honest with you. It's really not.
Is Allie, you know, you're getting
proud
her,
of them. Do what?
Is Allie getting her driver's license?
She will be. She has not yet. But oh yeah, you know, that's coming. And that'll be one more for my insurance. And I try really hard to not think about some of those things. I know they're coming, but I try to push them out of my head because I know it's going to hurt. And so when you said it, I went, son of a bitch, why do you have to say that? Because now I'm, damn it.
Now it's real.
Now it's gonna happen. Now it's absolutely going to happen. And you know, you've been through it before. I've been through it before with my son. So, yeah, it's not fun, Sean. It's nothing to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not. It's like, no. Now, can you, when you turn 16, like in New York, it was 16, you could get your permit, and then it was like 6 months, you get your license, but you couldn't drive after 9 o'clock. Similar kind of rules around here.
Well, actually, she got her permit when she was 15.
Yeah, you can get a permit for to learn how, essentially.
You don't get that till you're 16 in New York.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So it's 15 here. Okay. Well, it was a year off. Okay.
And that was a full year of her driving with us, with Michelle and myself. And then now that she has a license, I think it's a year she cannot drive with another person. It may be 6 months. I'm not sure. But I'm going to tell her it's a year that she can't drive with another person other than her family. In other words, she can't be driving around with her friends in her car right now.
Right.
I tell my kids they can't do anything till they're 30, no matter what it is. You know, drinking, boyfriends, driving. It's just that when you're 30, you can do all that stuff. I wonder how long I
can. You can try all you want, Sean.
Yes. You are not the first to attempt this.
If you succeed, I want to see that documentary.
They'll figure it out sooner or later, you think?
I don't know how they do it, but yes, somehow they do realize that you're an idiot, but then they remember that you're an idiot for a good 6, 7, 8 years. Once they figure out you're an idiot, because that begins what, somewhere around 13, 14, you become a complete moron. You know, absolutely nothing. They're idiot friends. Know far more than you, no matter how dumb they are. you are just plain the dumbest person on the planet. So there's something else for you to. Yep, something else to look forward to.
Thanks for the list, guys. This looks like a good time ahead.
Oh yeah, the teens are awesome.
You know, I have a good time with the kids. Like, we just took them up on fall break last weekend. You know, did the family thing. We did the Gatlinburg experience.
You went to Gatlinburg?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you should have told me. I would have recommended at least one restaurant to go to.
Probably a pancake place.
There's a couple of them up there.
And the thing is, this is what I told my wife. When she wanted to do something for like a couple of days during fall break, and she wanted to go to the beach. And I was like, no, let's go do something fall. We'll go up to Gatlinburg. And she's like, you hate Gatlinburg. And I was like, yeah, no, I think I hated Gatlinburg because we did it wrong. I didn't understand it. I was like, I hear a lot of people at work talking about it. I was like, I think I'm going to like Gatlinburg again. I don't hate it anymore. Plus, we have kids. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of kids stuff to do up there. So let's give Gatlinburg a shot. So we went back up there. And if I was to give you a slogan about Gatlinburg, tell me, since you go there all the time, if you think this slogan would be fair. Gatlinburg is fun, but a pain in the ass.
But that's true of any place.
Or Gatlinburg, bears, traffic, and pancakes.
True.
Yeah, also true.
So those are my biggest takeaways of Gatlinburg, is it's fun, but it's a giant pain in the ass. No matter where you go, there's a line to do something. Whether I want to get pancakes, whether I want to get a slice of pizza, whether I want to go to the top of a mountain, everything is a 90-minute wait. Parking is a 90-minute wait. Just getting into the town is a 90-minute wait. You can't do anything without waiting 90 minutes. So it just seems like there's so much traffic. Like, I would be willing to bet the traffic in Atlanta is easier to navigate than Gatlinburg.
Well, there's only one way in and one way out, basically, in Gatlinburg. So, yeah, that's probably true.
You just waste your whole day sitting in traffic.
Yeah, and it only gets worse as you get further into fall and then Christmas. Then you waste 2 days, you know, trying to get to the pancake joint.
That's it.
Just sitting in traffic.
And you sit in traffic to go eat pancakes, but you have to stand in line to eat pancakes. Like, it's not like you can just walk and eat pancakes. Like, you park your car, like, man, got out of that traffic. Whew. And you just stand in people traffic for 2 hours. Next thing you know, it's 3:30 and you parked and ate pancakes.
Yeah. Right.
And now you're like, full and you can't walk around because it ain't
you're going into a carb coma.
Like, yeah. So, like, I just need to find, like, I guess, and I probably did it to myself, fall break, probably a pretty on-peak autumn time to go to Gatlinburg. I get it. I guess you got to find a time when just nobody goes there, so maybe you can enjoy the town, because...
You find that time, please let me know.
That place is always packed like that?
Most of the year, yeah.
That's
But again, it gets worse, like, starting now, right through Christmas, when they got all the lights and all the this and the that and the thing and the stuff and the burg and the good.
It's not worth the aggravation for me. Like, I don't know why you'd want to put yourself in that situation. I was asking my wife. I was like, we're sitting in traffic trying to go up into the Smoky Mountains through, like, the wildlife loop. And, like, there's just a line of cars all the way up the mountain. I mean, it was, like, a day and a half just sitting there trying to get in. And I'm like, this is, like, a judge would sentence me to this, like, if I did something wrong.
This is, like, hell. This is, welcome to it.
I don't have to go to jail. Just tell me to go to Gatlinburg during the fall time. Like, that's it. Like, I was already just losing my mind. But I guess it's Gatlinburg. It just if that's what it is, just and I have that mindset, then that's what it is. Fun, I guess. But it's a pain in the ass.
I thought when you started and you said, here's some slogans, and you said, Gatlinburg, it's fun. And immediately I thought for sure you were going to say, if you're not on fire.
There is a portion that had burnt down recently, but I don't know when the last time you were up there, they did a very good job of, you don't really notice that.
No, it's amazing that how quickly the regrowth happens as well within the forest. And they're resilient people up there. I find it odd that there are people that, you know, are seasonal. My daughter is part of, in years past, due to the pandemic, they did not do Tunes and Tales, which if you walk up and down the streets of Gatlinburg proper, not Sevierville or Pigeon Forge, but there on the strip in Gatlinburg, they normally have a lot of artisans, craft persons, dancers, singers, things of that sort. Well, this year they did not have quite as many of those because Gatlinburg is like a second home for my youngest daughter, Ella, because she goes up there and they clog. They play, you know, Appalachian tunes and they clog on the streets of Gatlinburg, and she loves doing that.
Oh, that's cool.
And that is sort of part of the fun of going to Gatlinburg.
Well,
for
that's
her.
The charm.
Yeah.
You get there to see her. Like, if you could helicopter down or something, it would be
exactly
fantastic.
Exactly. And even before Ella started dancing there, I remember one year when all three kids were, or actually, I think this was before Ella was born. So this was over 16 years ago. It was Gregory and Kelsey. We decided to go the week after Christmas. And we thought, that would be a good time to go because the Christmas rush is all over. Well, a lot of other people felt that way too. And so it was crowded and there was a youth conference in town. So it was filled with tweenagers and teenagers. So that was not as much fun. So again, like Boner said, if you can find that special week where hardly anyone is up there, I want to know about it too.
But you can. It seems like it's packed all the time, and maybe they should, I don't know, build another road or two. Just to throw it out there. Like, I don't know. I'm not a road builder, but maybe, perhaps, that could work. But maybe they can't do that for some reason.
More helicopters. I suggest building Gatlinburg 2.
Yeah, another one of the same
A second one looks just like it, you know, right next door. You won't know the difference. Just pick one.
You know what they did build up there, which is awesome, which I stumbled upon and didn't know? This thing called Anakista.
Yes.
Which is this now awesome, magical mountain town on top of one of the mountains that kind of got a little bit damaged by the fire. But they built this awesome ski slope that goes up to the top, and there's restaurants and shops and a treetop.
So you ski walkway. Up to it?
I mean, just, you have to take a ski lift up and a ski lift down. It's kind of a buzzkill if you're a skier, because it's all the ride but none of the joy. And I'm terrified of heights, so like I wasn't at my best, but I did it for the children. And once I got to the top, though, it was worth it, man. It was awesome. So if you ever get the chance, as much as I said Gallenberg's got its flaws, which we all know, that Anakista thing that opened a few years back is worth the trip, man. It's freaking awesome.
I remember I went years ago. They had an all-you-can-eat prime rib place. I would have not it's not there anymore, which is, you know, really just because it was terrible. You got like one really nice piece of prime rib, and I'm like, oh, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. All the prime rib I can eat. And then the next one, and it was just like dog food. You're like, oh, this sucks. It's no good at all.
A 90-minute wait to get a table.
Yeah. After you waited a week, you know, in line, sleeping in the parking lot in the car. Yeah, that was terrible. But the place closed, and you know, I'm very upset. Not really.
And then why pancakes? Like, you know, New York gets pizza. You know, Nashville has hot chicken. Like, why did the food god sprinkle down pancakes on Gatlinburg, Tennessee? Like, you know what? This sleepy mountain town, you guys are going to be famous for flapjacks. So go at it. Everybody build one. Go.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah,
I guess, you know, everybody gets something.
Like, that's all I'm thinking is, like, everybody gets something. Like, the pancakes are fine in Gatlinburg. Did I have to make a trip up there to eat pancakes that tasted like that? I'd say no, but I'm glad I ate them when I was there. I was just trying to find out. Like, if you told me that, like, Gatlinburg was like Vermont and it was maple syrup everywhere and this magical land of pancakes because of it, would make sense to me. But just pancakes out of nowhere, just like, okay, I'll play along. Like, I love pancakes.
Yeah. I mean, who don't like pancakes?
Nobody. I just was wondering why. Like, how did Gatlinburg just claim pancakes? I wasn't there. I wasn't in the meeting, but I would be curious to know how it went down.
No. Well, I don't know. It's either that or Dukes of Hazzard.
You can go to Cooter's place up there. That's another hot spot.
I thought that was Nashville Cooter's.
There's Cooter's everywhere now.
Yeah, but it started in Gatlinburg.
Look to your left. There's probably a Cooter. Maybe wait a while.
So Boner, I was teaching my child how to drive this week, getting a driver's license. Sean was in Gatlinburg enjoying the flapjacks. What were you doing for the last week?
Good question. I mean, honestly, no, nothing really. I mean, you know, I didn't go anywhere. I've hung out here at the Bone Palace. Mm-hmm. There was baseball on, there was football on. So I did a bit of that. I think I watched a couple of movies, mostly ones I'd already seen before. So nothing new. Other than that, you know, no, nothing really, nothing new.
So you've been staying away from people.
I have done a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Well, I did play some terrible golf on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, that was bad. nothing to discuss at all.
Course.
Yeah, it was not nothing good.
Staged. I see what you did there, Sean.
Oh yeah.
You like that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. Well, hey, look, you know, and what I understood, afterwards was the more beers I drink, the worse I play. So
what?
I know. And this is a weird concept for a lot of people. They're like, what? How can that be? I mean, I had hoped it was, and I kept working at it. And I realized this is no, I think this is just the way it is. Now, the guy I went with, the more he drinks, the better he plays.
That's not so fair.
And I'm like, damn it, man. So
you guys get all the luck.
Yeah. So anyway, you know what? I had a great time, so I don't care.
All right. Final score. Are we ready for a game?
Yeah, bring it on. What
all
is
right,
it?
Game.
I think I am, unless it's a game called Smack My Peepee with a Ball Peen Hammer.
Oh, that's exactly wait. The name of the game. Congratulations.
I'm going to have to switch to my other game then. Sorry, if you didn't want to play that, you should have told me ahead of time. Okay. All right. It's not Slap Boner's Peepee with a Ball Peen Hammer. It is a baseball quiz.
Oh, all right.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. And it's basically yes or BS, okay? So right. If you catch a ball with your hat, Boner, with your hat,
mm-hmm.
The runner automatically goes to third. Yes or BS?
BS.
Nope. It's true. According to Rule 5.06B of the Major League Baseball rule book, all runners advance three bases if you catch it with your hat.
What?
That doesn't sound right at all.
Are we reading the same rule book?
Yes.
That's great. So if that was a rule, then why wouldn't they all catch it with their hat?
You don't want to catch it with your hat because then the runner would advance three bases.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, it's a bad thing. Bad. That's what he's getting
maybe
at.
Maybe it is a rule there. Yeah. It is probably then, it might be a
rule. Yeah, but that's stupid. Who cares? I mean, what difference does it make? You catch it with your hat? If you catch it in your hand, I mean, what difference does it make? If you catch it, if you pulled your shirt out when it was tucked in and caught it there, don't matter.
They frown upon that.
Now, I can understand if the rule was if you catch a ball with your butt, then, then they get to advance three because no one wants to see that, dude bending over and, that's not good.
Wow. Rules of the game.
Here's your question. There are yes or BS. There are 23 different possible ways a hitter can end up on first base. Yes or BS?
I'll say yes.
You're absolutely right.
Boom.
Nailed it. You didn't have any idea.
And to advance, there are 23 ways, and this is the list. See what you guys think of this. You can be walked. There's an intentional walk. They describe that as a second way of doing it. Mm-hmm. Getting hit by a pitch.
Right.
Dropping the third strike.
Right.
Failure to deliver pitch in 20 seconds.
Never happens. I don't think that's ever happened.
Right.
But okay.
Catcher interference.
True.
Fielder interference.
True.
And this is my favorite, spectator interference. Fan obstruction. Number 10 is fair ball hits the ump. Fair ball hits a runner. Fielder obstructs the runner. A pinch runner. Fielder's choice. Force out at another base. Preceding runner put out allows batter to reach first. Explain that one to me.
Preceding batter allows runner.
Preceding runner put out allows the batter to reach first. Preceding runner put out allows batter to reach
fielder's
first.
Choice.
Preceding runner. Yeah, but we've already covered that. We already had that fielder's choice. I don't know. Okay. What else?
Who knows? Sure. Let's see. A sacrificial bunt fails to advance the runner. Sacrifice fly is dropped. Runner called out on appeal. Okay. This one's a catch-all. Number 20, error. Yeah, that's a catch-all. It was an error. Four illegal pitches. Okay. A single, of course. That's the way you get on first, is with a single, usually. And then finally, get this. The game is suspended with a runner on first, and that player is traded prior to the makeup. New player is allowed to take his place.
I mean,
that's the rule book.
You have to imagine, you know, that some, obviously it's happened at some point, yeah, which is why they needed a rule. But wow, those are, some of those are just so unlikely. It's true.
Like, okay, wow. And finally, like, this is for off. Both of you. Yes or BS, 20% of major league teams have still never won a World Series.
True.
Yeah, that's true. Six of the 30 teams
including
have not.
The Tampa Bay Rays.
You're absolutely right. The other five are the Rockies, the Mariners, the Brewers, the Padres, and the Rangers. And, of course, it all changes for the Rays beginning tonight. Right, Boner?
Well, I hope so.
Greg, yeah. I hope that cursed you. I hope you have the curse of Greg right now.
Oh.
Greg is nothing but good, unlike yourself.
It's just, if this all goes sideways, we're going to blame it on Greg.
No, I will blame it on the team not winning. It won't be Greg's fault. It won't be my fault. It ain't going to.
No, it could be my fault because I'm wishing that they don't win. So.
Well, okay. I mean, I can blame it on you just for being a tool, but.
Yeah, of course. Just here to help, buddy. That's all I'm here to do. Just trying to help you get through these pressure-packed, anxiety-filled baseball nights. If you call and need anything, you know. Phone a friend. I'm here for you.
Oh, super.
I'll make you feel like you're right at the game. I'll heckle you. I can throw popcorn at you.
Ah, good.
All right, Boner. Enjoy your hot dogs and beer, and go Rays.